So, good afternoon. And a great big thanks for tuning in and listening. This is KFSK Petersburg here in Petersburg, Alaska. This is a Street Beat Show. I'm Alec McMurrin. We're going to start the show off by reading from the book, The Streets to the Past, Historic Street Name Guide for Petersburg, Alaska, written by Emily Blender and published by the Clausen Memorial Museum. And Streets to the Past, many of the streets are named after boats. And these pages are dedicated to talking about those boats that the streets are named after. And we are up to the E's, the F.B. Aleda. And it's an old, important boat. Year launched, 1899. And it was 38 feet long, and it's 12 horsepower, two-cylinder, heavy-duty Imperial gasoline motor. And the color was forest green with a white house. And the service types, Gillnet, Salmon, Shipwright and Shipyard, Seattle, Washington. Aleda. In 1898, Peter Somer was a young man when gold was struck in Dawson Creek in Canada. And he wanted very much to take part in the gold rush, but knew the chances of striking it rich were slim. He figured that there were so many people going north to the mine that they probably weren't thinking about food, so he loaded up a boat with livestock, sheep and pigs, took the cargo to Skagway through the Inside Passage. On his way to Skagway, he passed by a good natural harbor on Metcalf Island. When Peter arrived in Skagway, his planning paid off, and he was able to sell his cargo for a good profit. He returned to Chicago and married Laura. In 1899, they were back in Seattle, where Peter designed and helped construct the Aleda. She was designed as a small 38-foot-long halibut schooner. Her first engine was a two-cylinder, heavy-duty, 12-horsepower Imperial gasoline engine. And while most boats at the time were natural linseed oil and with some white paint, the Aleda had a forest green hull and a white house. Peter used her for both gillnetting for salmon and longlining. By 1900, Peter and Laura returned to that pretty harbor on Metcalf Island. In the interim, Peter Bushman had established both a sawmill and a cannery. Later, a town was established and named Petersburg or Petersburg. The Somers constructed the house in 1902 on North Nordic Drive, which is still owned by family members. Laura went to Norway in 1912 to visit relatives. Since Laura and Peter had no children, she asked Peter's nephew, Erling Strand, if he wanted to join them in Alaska. Erling was 12 at the time and jumped at the chance to go to the United States. Laura tried to book steerage passage on a brand-new, highly advertised transatlantic ship, but it was full, and she obtained tickets on the next ship, and they made it to the States safely. They were shocked when the first ship they wanted to go on sank with great loss of life. It was the Titanic. After Peter Somer retired, Erling Strand took over the Aleda. Her whereabouts isn't known, although Erling probably sold her to construct his new boat, which was a double-ender. The bow and the stern are both pointed. Even though Erling's new boat never had a name on her, he also called her the Aleda, which has led to some confusion in town. The second Aleda was put on the beach on Kupernoff Island many years ago. Wow. Well, thanks again for tuning in. We'll just proceed on with a good dose of music.
get a little funky? Let's sing the song about Alaska's favorite flatfish, the mighty halibut.
And soaking wet, guaranteed to catch a thrill. I want your sweet cheeks on my grill. Wiggle it, side to side, jiggle it, let it slide. Come on, girls, now don't explain. Just grab your hips and shake that halibut, baby. Shake that halibut, baby. Shake that halibut, baby. Show me what you got.
Shake that halibut, baby. Shake that halibut, baby. Show me what you got. Shake that halibut, baby. Shake that halibut, baby.
Shauna Lee.
Russell Woodhouse.
Thank you.
We wrote that one for my mom.
It's for mom.
Well, it's blackfish at play in Hermitage Bay, from Bush through across to Boss Island. They broach and they spout and they lift their flukes out, and they wave to a town that is dying. Now it's many's the boat that has bite on the foam, hauling away, hauling away. But there's many more fellas been leaving their homes where the whales make free in the harbor. It's a portage in Maine. You'll see them again on their way to the hills of Alberta. With lopsided grins, they waggle their chins, and they brag of the wage they'll be earning. Then it's quick, pull the string, boys, and get the tool out. Haul it away, haul it away. But just 2 years ago, you could hear the same shout where the whales make free in the harbor. Free in the harbor. The blackfish are sporting again. Free. Untroubled by comings and goings of men who once did pursue them as oil from the sea. Hauling away, hauling away. Now they're Calgary roughnecks from Hermitage Bay, where the whales make free in the harbor. A living they found deep in the ground, and if there's doubts, it's best they ignore them, nor think on the bones, the crosses and stones of their fathers that came there before them. In the taverns of Edmonton, fishermen shout, haul it away, haul it away. They'll have 300 years buried up by the bay where the whales make free in the harbor. Free in the harbor. The blackfish are sporting again. Free in the harbor. Untroubled by comings and goings of men once did pursue them as oil from the sea. Hauling away, now they're Calgary roughnecks from Hermitage Bay, where the whales make free in the harbor. Free in the harbor. Again.
And trees and water birds, beavers and black flies, and the little people struggle hard just to scrape on by. In the great Canadian folk song, and I feel so small because this country is so vast, and I have a strong compulsion to describe things in the past, which I'll now do in great detail, even though nobody asked, 'cause I'm singing the great Canadian folk song. and the fish ain't coming back, and the train ain't coming back, and the farm ain't coming back, and I have a hairy back. And lots of people died in lots of different ways. Crushed by rocks, killed in wars, drowned or set ablaze. It's really quite a bummer, but what makes me cry for days is that they'll never know that they made it into the great Canadian folk song. And the house ain't coming back, and the mine ain't coming back, and Grandpa ain't coming back, 'cause nothing ever comes back in the great Canadian folk song. And when you think the song is done, it has another verse, which is played more sparsely than the second or the first. It makes things quite dramatic. Yes, I really think it works to help drag out the great Canadian folk song. I'm available at any time to play any gig. A house concert, a parking lot, or in a barn with pigs. Give me money, I need to eat, I never made it big. Even though I wrote the great Canadian folk song. And my life ain't coming back, and my wife ain't coming back. Even the cat ain't coming back, but that damn fiddle's coming back.
Alaskan girl, I wish that I could hold my beer. I could wear hip waders in summer and heels at 10 below. I'd have sexy woolly legs with long and flowing frozen hair. Oh, to be a scow girl in the last frontier, where chicks run the Iditarod and win it. Oh, I could wrench on my own goose, and I would jerk my own moose, and I'd drive a huge domestic truck and actually haul. A little less sugar, a little more spice. A whole lot of fire and even more ice. From Kotzebue to Ketchikan, from Dead Horse to Etchew, Alaskan chicks can teach a city girl like me a thing or two. Oh, I wish I were a real Alaskan girl, because I hear that they kick ass. Oh, it's easy to see why a local woman's in demand. The guys have to queue up for years to get a chance to hold your hand. I'd find me some big burly bush pilot boy. I would hook and reel him in and fiancé him. But if he ever double-crossed me or tried to do me wrong, I wouldn't hardly hesitate to skin, gut, and fillet him. I'd shoot more than a camera at the animals and such. I'd eat Rudolph for breakfast and Bullwinkle for lunch. Oh, Alaskan girls are fearsome and fearless by design. They kill mosquitoes with a look and mess with busting tourist minds. They're ruggedly handsome in their way. They're wild and free and meant to be that way. So from Jackalope to Juno, raise a glass to a proud and confident and deserving Alaskan woman, you know. And from Beaver to Totivlik, here's to ladies who understand that their self-image should have nothing whatsoever to do with their shade of a lipstick. Oh, I wish I were a real Alaskan girl, but when it comes down to it, for most of us, Los Anchorage is gonna have to do it.
Oh. on a fishing charter boat out of Homer, Alaska. A big halibut under the sea was what I was after. My fishing pole in my hands, my sinker dropped down to the sands, and I knew with that hook in her mouth, she would be mine. All I need is one big fish to fill my freezer up to the top, and my favorite fish is halibut. When she started to dance my pole, it bent over double. That fish was so big, man, I knew that she'd give me some trouble. So I braced myself on the rail. My God, she felt like a whale. As I tightened my drag, I just knew that she would be mine. All I need is one big fish to fill my freezer up to the top. And my favorite fish is halibut. Just under the water, I yelled for the captain to bring his gun for the slaughter. He put two rounds in her head. He made sure that that big fish was dead. As we hauled her on board, I could hear all the other folks say, hey, hey, hey. One big fish to fill our freezers up to the top. And our favorite fish is your halibut. All I need is one big fish to fill my freezer right up to the top. And my favorite fish is halibut.
Sunny India her wealth proclaim, her gorgeous glowing skies, her silken stores and golden veins, and flowers of every dye. We envy not her gaudy show, where death insidious steals, for wealth's bright diamond deck our brow, in the land of fish and seals. Let Italy and France and Spain their vine-clad valleys praise. Let Greece and Rome take up the strain and sing the bygone days of classic fame and glorious names, which fame's loud trump reveals. But we boast not of our past glories in the land of fish and seals. Great immortal names are ours, whose deeds are annals' trace. No sunny skies, nor golden mines, nor vines are valley's grace. But yet our rice-girt dial can claim the true, the brave, the leal. For slave and tyrant we disdain in the land of fish and seals. And we boast not of our past glories, but of our living brave, with the frozen ocean fearless tread and skim the angry waves. May heaven bless their gallant hearts, our country's pride and who face the perils of the deep in the quest for fish and seals. Plenty cheer our hardy sons, and fortune on them smile. If milk and honey are not ours, may we have lots of oil. It'll make each face shine bright with joy, each bosom grateful feel, and bring contentment, joy, and peace in the land of fish and seals. It'll make each face shine bright with joy, each bosom grateful feel, and bring contentment, joy, and peace in the land of fish and seals.
A hard and hearty crew, stacked with pots and boys, we got a lot of work to do.
Let the gale blow to hell, it's all the same to me.
I love my job, I love this boat, I love the salty sea. Been 3 long days upon the waves to the Bering Sea we're bound. We'll do our best, there'll be no rest till we leave these fishing grounds.
Let the gale blow to hell, it's all the same to me.
I love my job, I love this boat, I love the salty sea. Hear the wind wailing now, full of ice and snow. It's watch your step for the slippery deck, or to Davy Jones you'll go.
Let the gale blow to hell, it's all the same to me.
I love my job, I love this boat, I love the salty sea.
I'll be heading home to a harbor far away. I'll pass the time with friends of mine till I fish another day.
Let the gale blow to hell, it's all the same to me. I love my job, I love this boat, I love the salty sea. Let the gale blow to hell, it's all the same to me. I love my job, I love this boat, I love the salty sea.
Don't going fishing all of the time. Baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife is gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. But here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole and my line, I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. And my baby going fishing too. I went on down my favorite fishing hole. Baby, caught myself a pole line. Caught a 9-pound catfish on the bottom. Yes, I got him and I brought him home to my mama about supper time. Singing many fish bites if you got good bait. But here's a little tip that I would like to relay. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a gone fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing and my baby gone fishing too. Baby brother about to run me up out of my mind. Said, can I go fishing with you? So I took him on down to the favorite fishing hole. Now what do you think that brother of mine did do? Caught a 7-pound catfish on the bottom. Yes, they got him, took him home, told mama he was real gone. With his pole and his line, he was gone fishing. Yes, he gone fishing, baby gone fishing too. Put him in the pot, baby, put him in the pan. Mama cook him till they're nice and brown. Get yourself a batch of buttermilk whole cakes, mama, and you put that sucker on the table and eat it on down. Singing many fish bites if you got good bait. Oh, here's a little tip that I would like to relay. With my pole and my line, I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. My baby going fishing too. Fishing all of the time, mama going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet life, are gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole and my line, I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too.
Thank you.
Sunday morning, the rain was pouring down, so I took refuge in the library uptown. And there I sulked and fretted like an angry child, until one of the librarians sat next to me and smiled. He was tall, he was handsome, and his smile was like the sun. He said, I think you need some help, you're looking rather glum. I hesitated briefly and then opened up my soul and told him why I wandered through the wet and cold. I said, oh, I am looking for heroes, lights drive the dark away, Superman to save the day, but all the skies are emptiness and gray. Ordinary every day, 9 to 5 with bills to pay, Captain Marvel's far away, tell me, where have all the heroes gone? He said, everything's a story. Change the story, change the world. And here you'll find the answer to the questions you have hurled. There's no more fertile soil for the heroes that we need than all the stories gathered here for everyone to read. For this is where the hero's journey starts. Every line on every page can guide a growing heart. Now flying through the sky, that sounds like fun. But heroes are in everyone, not the few and not the one. Love and justice daily done, here's the secret that your quest has won. Oh, heroes are not born, they are honestly made by the sweat of their brow and the tools of their trade. Sometimes with iron, sometimes with steel, but always with love and the courage to feel. The labors of Hercules close to their breast, day in, day out, with no time to rest. They look just like you, they look just like me. With their capes tucked up neatly for no one to see. Bewildered, I sat there perplexed. I thought, wait, don't heroes all wear leather and spandex? If what he was saying was true and was right. There were heroes all around me, hidden in plain sight. And then there came a voice by our knees. A very young child said, Mr. Kent, help me please. My mother said you'd tell me where to look, to find this very special book, all about the dinosaurs, with lots of color pictures, mostly from the late Cretaceous, but before the Cenomanium-Turonium boundary event. Because that's the best part of the Mesozoic, when Tyrannosaurus Rex and Quetzalcoatlus were around, and they are so totally cool. Rawr. Mr. Kent, help me please. Now that I can do, cried the man as he rose, and he pointed the child towards the books that he chose. He winked as he passed me, and I saw on his chest, under his shirt, the red shape of an S. Oh, heroes are not born, they are honestly made by the sweat of their brow and the tools of their trade. Sometimes with iron, yes, and sometimes with steel, but always with love and the courage to feel.
In Boston she did lay, awaiting there for orders, boys, to take us far away. Awaiting there for orders, boys, to take us far from home. And our orders come for Rio, boys, and then around Cape Horn. The bay with a fair wind to the line. The royals all set and the stays all taut and the trades they blew so fine. Our Johns, they all were fighting, fit good seamen all were we. But to hand and reef and spear, my boys, we all worked bravely. For a while, we set up all our rigging and we bent all our new sail. From ship to ship they cheered us as we did pass along, and they wished us pleasant weather in the rounding of the horn. Magellan Straits, the wind blew strong and hard. while shortening sail to gallant towers fell from the topsail yard. Fyang, we seized the lines we threw from their weak hands was torn, and we had to leave them to the sharks that prowl around Cape Horn. Fine nights and pleasant days. And the very next place we anchored was in Valparaiso Bay. There all them pretty girls come down, I solemnly do swear. How they're far above them Liverpool gals with a dark and wavy hair. Jolly sailor man when he is on a spree. He'll dance with you and drink with you and spend your money free. And when your money is all gone, they'll not on you impose. How they're far above them Yankee girls who steal and pawn your clothes. Boys along the chilly main, and likewise all them Spanish girls, they treated me just fine. And if I live to get paid off, I'll sit and drink or mourn. A health to them dashing Spanish girls that live around Cape Horn.
Rambling boys of pleasure, give ear unto these lines I write. Although I am a rover, in rambling I take great delight. I cast my mind on a handsome man, and oftentimes he does me slight. My mind is never easy, except when my true love is in my sight. Down by yon flowery gardens, where me and my true love do meet, took him in my arms, and unto him gave kisses sweet. He bade me take love easy, just as the leaves fall from the tree. But I, being young and foolish, with my own true love I did not agree. And the second time that I met my love, I thought his heart was surely mine. But as the season changes, my darling, he has changed his mind. Gold is the root of evil, although it bears a glistening hue. Causes many of a lad and the last to part, though their hearts like mine be ever so true. And I wish I was in Belfast town, a and my own true love along with me. And money in my pocket to keep us in good company. Liquor to be plenty, a flowing glass on every side. Hard fortune never daunt me, for I am young and the world is wide.
Little things in between. Little. little more that I could be.
Slaughtering guns bring autumn's
comes pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on whirring wings among the blooming heather. Now waving grain wild o'er the plain delights the weary farmer, and the moon shines bright as I rove at night to muse upon my charmer. Partridge loves the fruitful fells, the plover loves the mountain, the woodcock haunts the lonely dells, the soaring heron the fountain. Through lofty groves the cushat roves, the path of man to shunning. The hazel bush or hangs the thrush, the spreading thorn the linnet. Thus every kind their pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social joy combine, some solitary wonder. Avaunt away the cruel sway, tyrannic man's dominion. The sportsman's joy, the murdering cry, the fluttering gory pinion. Peggy dear, the evening's clear, thick flies the skimming swallow. The sky is blue, the fields in view, all fading green and yellow. Come let us stray our gladsome way and view the charms of nature. The rustling corn, the fruited thorn, and every happy creature. We'll gently walk and sweetly talk till the silent moon shines clearly. I'll grasp your way and fondly pressed, swear how I love you dearly. Not vernal showers to budding flowers, not autumn to the farmer, so dear can be as you to me, my fair, my lovely charmer.
Keep it cool.
There's a reason to the rule.
Keep it cool. It helps to make friends. It's good to meet girls. A sweet little queen who can't run away. It's good to be king, whatever it pays. Excuse me if I have some place in my mind where I go time to time.
Good afternoon. KFSK, Petersburg, Petersburg, Alaska. Fishhead Radio. And here it is, just after 2 o'clock. And I'm going to go ahead and read the weather forecast. Partly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s and light winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s and light winds. Saturday, partly cloudy, widespread frost in the morning, and then areas of frost in the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s, light wind. Saturday night, mostly clear, widespread frost in the afternoon, chance of flurries, lows in the mid-20s, light winds. Sunday, partly cloudy, chance of rain and snow, highs in the mid-30s. Sunday night, no likelihood, pockets of rain and fog, and lows in the upper 20s. Monday, rain and patchy fog. Highs in the round 40. Monday night rain, areas of fog, lows in the mid-30s. And Tuesday rain, highs in the lower 40s. Tuesday night rain, lows in the upper 30s. Wednesday, rain likely, highs in the lower 40s. And Wednesday night, rain likely, lows in the mid-30s. And Thursday rain, highs in the lower 40s. Thank you.
and no soul is where you are. Keep your eyes wide and remember me. This ain't the place I thought I'd be. But that's how it goes with romance. With her and you never be the same.
I haven't seen it should please you the way those blues just settle on that.
big and little men and women, boys and girls. And I'm the kind of guy hard luck sure gives a whirl. But I guess it takes all kinds to make a world.
Tell us about it, Trey. That's down low and bluesy right there. Well, this will make you even more sad, sir.
Oh, man.
Well, my friend and me went to a picture show in town.
That sounds nice.
They called his name and said his house had just burned down.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, I took his hand and offered him my sympathy. Then suddenly, I remembered that he lived with me.
Oh, no.
Well, it takes all kinds to make a world. Big and little men and women, boys and girls. And I'm the kind of guy hard luck sure gives the world. But I guess it takes all kinds to make a world.
I'm thinking, Brian. A sad tale to tell.
Oh,
as
no.
Well.
Tell me all about it.
Well, I wrecked the heck out of my pretty car today.
Oh, no.
It's a total loss, and I had to walk home all the way. Then a phone call said you're holding ticket 17.
Well, that's pretty good.
You lucky boy, you've won a tank of gasoline.
That's pretty bad.
Well, it takes all kinds to make a world. Big and little men and women, boys and girls. Kind of guy hard luck sure gives a world. I guess it takes all kinds to make a world.
Play it sad there too. Some of this misery.